Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Frank Isola. It's National Bald is Beautiful Day. Tony, when did you start going bald?
Tony Kornheiser, bald? I mean, I know I'm thinning, but bald?
Fabulous.
The truth of the matter is that I started losing my hair when I was about 18 or 19 years old. And you know, this is carried by a gene in your mother's father. My father lived to be 1 month shy of 90, had a full head of hair. I hated him for that. I wanted to rip his hair off.
I wear a weave. You should thank Bruce Willis and Michael Jordan, though.
Oh, he because they...
cool.
Yeah, but absolutely. not like this.
Yes,
no,
absolutely.
Not like this. No, this looks lousy.
You're a legend.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. Wilbon couldn't hack it for a full week, so I am joined by our good friend from The Athletic, fill-in Frank Isola.
Weave
and all. And we begin today, as we do almost every day, with Antonio Brown. It is being widely reported that the NFL will defer any decision on Brown's placement in the commissioner's exempt list until at least next week. So the Patriots will be able to play Brown against the Dolphins on Sunday. Bill Belichick says the Patriots will do what is best for their team. Frank, would playing Antonio Brown be best for their team?
Yes, it would be. In November, December, January, maybe February. I'm not so sure. This weekend, maybe they'll give it another week. They could chalk it up to, you know what? We want him to learn the offense a little bit. Plus, I think they kind of rolled over over Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Yeah,
they're going to Miami,
three.
A terrible team.
Who does well against them? Who does well against Tom Brady?
A little bit different. How'd they do against Baltimore and Lamar Jackson?
Not good.
So there's a chance that he may not play. I think Bill Belichick might give it one more week.
I think the Patriots should play Antonio Brown. They hired him to play him. I think if they don't play him this week, they may not be able to play him all year. I think what the league is doing here is giving cover to the Patriots to play him, inviting the Patriots to play him.
To leave it up to them.
I think the league is hoping that if they play him, they'll look bad. That's not what's going to happen. The league is going to look bad. The league is the daddy and the teams are the children. And in this particular case, I believe it is gutless of the NFL not to take action.
You know, it's not a criminal investigation.
Civil. It's civil.
It's a civil lawsuit.
There's no arrest.
Now.
There's no charge.
There's no audio. There's no video. Do you
That's
think
right.
if maybe we had that, it would be a little bit different?
Oh, I think if you have a Ray Rice situation, if you have video, I think that they have to do that. I'm told that they're going to talk to the accuser next week, and they'll be able to say we had no direct testimony prior to this, and now we do, and now we're going to act. But if I'm the Patriots, and I hired him to play, I'm going to play.
You know what? He's been so incredibly unprofessional with the way that he handled everything in Oakland. And last night on Instagram, once again, he's kind of gloating, kind of making himself out to be
it's
the
terrible.
Victim. It's almost like he knew last night that the commissioner was going to allow him to play.
And I understand all of that, and I understand the optics of all of that. But if the question is, should the Patriots play him, I think the league should be stepping in, and they are not stepping
in. If healthy, do you think he plays 15 more regular season games for the New England Patriots?
No.
You don't?
No. No, I think could be his last game. Yes.
All right, the regression of Cam Newton, it's gaining momentum. Cam struggled in Thursday's 20-14 home loss to Tampa Bay as Carolina lost its eighth straight game with Cam under center. Newton was pressured all night, but his biggest issue was his accuracy. He completed just 25 of 51 passes and no touchdowns for the second straight week. Tony, clearly something isn't right with the former MVP. Do you think Carolina has a Cam problem?
All you have to do is look at the critical play in the game, 4th and 1 from the 2-yard line. They have a quarterback who's 6'5 and 250 pounds. They don't give him the ball. They give it to a lining up in a wildcat. They give it to a small running back, good running back, but small. And they ask him to go wide. That tells you two things. It says Carolina has no faith in its offensive line and has no faith in Cam Newton to gain that yard that Tom Brady gains all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, there's a problem. Look, can I just give you this one quote Cam Newton said, which is a great quote. Sometimes you find yourself in a blender, and the only person who can get yourself out is yourself. Bravo, Mr. Cuisinard. Bravo.
You know, he's 9 months removed from having surgery on his throwing arm. Now, here's a guy that over his career has rushed over 900 times.
And been battered.
Tony, he looks like a shot boxer. He looks like an NBA player that can no longer jump, a pitcher that can no longer throw hard. He just seems to have reached that point. He threw 26 incompletions. In today's NFL, where everyone completes passes, Jameis Winston attempted 25 passes. Cam Newton had 26 incompletions.
It's the shoulder. It might be a foot. It's being hit all these times. Andrew Luck retired because of similar circumstances. I wonder if Cam Newton wonders about retirement. In the 0-8 streak as a starter, he has only 9 touchdown passes and 10 interceptions. Matt Millen used to say of people like that, he's just a guy.
Yeah.
Right now, Cam Newton, who was the MVP of the league, who went to the Super Bowl, he's just a guy right
And credit Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator for Tampa Bay, because on that first drive of the game,
stopped
Cam Newton went for it on fourth down. He ran and got stopped. But I know you liked his outfit after the game. That was right up your alley.
It's not for me. Minka Fitzpatrick was the Dolphins' number one draft pick in 2018. He is a defensive back who feels he's being played out of position now. He doesn't appear to want to play for Miami anymore. And the Dolphins have allowed him to see if there's a market for him somewhere else. Frank, what does all this tell you about the Dolphins?
Well, I think the Dolphins are in disarray, and I think a lot of the players don't want to be associated with a team that lost 59-10 last weekend. But it's one game. So everyone's going to talk tanking and the locker room. There's all this upheaval. It's one game. So after one game, you want me to trade for you when you have one tough loss and you're looking to get out? I get it. They told the agent, go find a deal. How are you going to get a better deal? The guy was the 11th overall pick. They could have taken Lamar Jackson last year with the 11th overall pick. They're not going to get a better deal.
So let me go to this when you mention the word tanking, because it is widely assumed.
They're not saying that, though.
It is widely assumed that that's what the Dolphins are doing. I don't think we're that far off if we get to the fourth game of the season and they are just losing by huge amounts every week. We're not that far off from Roger Goodell calling Steve Ross, who I believe is the owner of the Dolphins, and saying, enough of this already. We're not a league about tanking. We cannot have people look at your team and assume you are not trying to win. The integrity of the game is at stake, and if you do this, we'll take your number one draft picks away because they're trying to stockpile number one draft picks.
Tony, when you say tanking,
this is devolving.
In basketball, it's a little bit different. Baseball, it's a little bit different. How do you do it in football? Should they be starting Josh Rosen at quarterback? He didn't have a great run last year.
Did you see what Lamar Jackson was looking at in the defensive backfield last week? People were running scot-free. He had so much time. It proverbially, people say he had time to eat a sandwich. He had time to toast the bread before he ate the sandwich.
Fitzpatrick, who did not have a big game. And here's the thing. He did not say he wants to be traded because they're tanking. His big thing was, you're not using me the right way. In fact, they had a scrimmage in August against Tampa Bay, and his mom, Melissa, tweeted out, you know what? They're not using my son the right way. And when they asked him about it, he said, my mom's right.
Frank, I always thought in the NBA it was criminal what the 76ers
did. Yes, 100%.
I always thought that they had that their ticket buyers should have been refunded money. It is so widely assumed that the Dolphins want to lose that, again, the NFL needs to step in.
How's the attendance going to be there in a couple of months?
Terrible. No
one's going to go to those games. All right.
And that's a great franchise.
Yeah, well, way back when, 70s and 80s, not since then. All right, former Ohio State coach Urban Meyer. He's been a big hit as a studio analyst, but his time in television could be short-lived. Meyer's name has already been linked to the USC and Tennessee jobs, even though they're not available. And when asked if he would consider taking a coaching job in 2020, Meyer told Cleveland.com, quote, I'm not there at the moment. We'll talk again next year, and we'll see. Tony, here's one for you. Do you see Urban Meyer returning to coaching?
Is this a trick question? Because
yes.
I don't think anyone in America would be surprised if he returns to coaching. I mean, I'm not a fan, and people who watch this show know that. He's a great coach. He will win wherever he goes. I think he will probably win and leave within 4 or 5 years. There'll be a personal crisis of some sort in his life, and he'll say, I can't do this anymore, and I've got to leave. And then within 16 or 18 months, he'll be thinking of coming back. I could not give my heart and soul to him.
Yeah.
Schools will.
Yeah.
They will.
I love the quote. The one time he returned to coaching, and they said he's retiring from his family to spend more time now with his job. He's going to be back in coaching.
And he's great at it. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's an unbelievable coach.
Yeah.
What I find interesting, he already talked about the Tennessee job being one of the top 10 jobs.
You shouldn't do that.
Exactly.
There's a guy holding that position right now who's a coach.
And he's working out of L.A. You got USC. UCLA.
UCLA.
One of those
schools
is going to throw a ton of money at him.
That appears to be a disaster in UCLA. There's a lot of money out there. He will win. He proved at Florida. He proved at Ohio State. He proved at Utah. He will win.
Yes. Don't you think also by him saying this, well, we'll see next year, he's basically telling every big school.
Give me an offer.
Exactly.
I'm ready to go back.
And someone's going to pay him.
Yeah, well, you know, How's he done so far for the schools that have paid him? But he walks away. There's so much drama in the way that he walks away. And he tries to convince you, that's it. It was too hard. Yeah. I'm never coming back. And then he comes back. He's going to come back.
And he did say in the same story, he misses the fight. He loves Sunday morning, Monday morning, getting ready to play and then going out there on a Saturday. He admitted that he misses it, which tells you he's going to get back to it at some point.
Wake me when it happens, because it's going to happen. Frank, this upcoming story is my favorite story today. The University of Alabama is reportedly tracking its students' phones to find out if they are leaving Alabama home football games early, according to the New York Times. Alabama has a loyalty program that I think awards points, and it gives students preferential treatment for football tickets, providing they stay through the fourth quarter. Frank, are you okay with Alabama tracking its students like this?
Of course I'm not. It's such an obnoxious story, but it's such a classic Alabama story. We're going to schedule New Mexico State. We're going to play. It's going to be 100 degrees out. We're going to be beating them 62-10, and we want you to stay there until the very last minute of the game. And if you don't, guess what? When we play in the SEC championship game, we're not bringing you with us. How obnoxious is that?
It's not just New Mexico State. The next week, it's the Citadel.
Thank you.
Right? And it's going to be 80-0, and it's going to be even hotter. This is big brotherism. Is this the university? Alabama's a university, right? What are you doing? Let me give you the great Saban quote. Saban, what a day for me, Urban Meyer and Nick Saban.
Guys.
Quote, everybody wants to be number one. If I ask the whole student section, all right, do you want to be number one? Nobody would say, I want to be number four, but are they willing to do everything to be number one? He is actually saying that this is not just about his players, that students have to stay to the bitter end or else that team won't be number one. Nick, I'm done.
You used a quote. You said Big Brother. There was a female student quote in there from my town who said it's a lot like Big Brother, trying to monitor where you're going. And kids are not going to give up their cell phones. They're very protective.
There is a
like
way
that.
To get around this. I mean, I was told about this, that in a fraternity, for example, you could get a pledge who has to do what you want to get 60 cell phones and just hold them in a big bag till the end of the game and sweat to death out there.
Students are not doing this. To me, though, this is all about control for a guy like Nick Saban. He wants to control his players. Ugh. He wants to control the athletic department. The president. Now he wants
the
to
country,
control when
the country.
You leave a game.
No, so
if you're suffering from
and
heat
a great
stroke,
coach.
If you're suffering from heat stroke, it's going to cost you a ticket to the SEC championship game.
Like Urban Meyer, he is a great coach. And in Alabama, it's a little bit easier to get away with this when you win like that. Look at the
schedule
money
better
game.
Games
yeah.
And play at reasonable hours.
He's the one who doesn't want to schedule better games.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. But coming up with Lamar Jackson, keep it up against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
And should we expect Big Ben and the Steelers to bounce back against the Seahawks because they were absolutely terrible on Sunday.
Is this legal to track you through your phone like that? Is that the university's call to do that?
What do you think parents are going to say about that? They're going to want that?
Well, if you can get a
ticket.
Pardon
the interruption is brought to you by Nissan. Innovation that excites.
And welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline. Extra sensory powers activated. I sense the first call.
Hey, Tony. I love you, Phil and Frank. Do you see Lamar Jackson and the Ravens beating Kyler Murray and the Cardinals by more than 13 points?
So the game is in Baltimore,
yep.
Which means the Cardinals have to fly all the way across the country for a 1 o'clock Sunday game, which is 10 a.m. on their body clocks. That helps Baltimore. The Cardinals aren't very good. That helps Baltimore. Kyler Murray was nothing for three quarters,
No. And
that helps Baltimore. But Kyler Murray was great in the fourth quarter, was very, very good in the overtime. I'm going to go with Baltimore, even though I discount them beating Miami because Miami hasn't been any good. I'll lay the 13, and I'll go with Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to do the same. It's his first road game in the NFL. I mean, Baltimore, it's going to be tough to play there. They always have a good defensive team. What I liked about Kyler Murray, like you mentioned, terrible the first three quarters. For him to do that in your first ever start, not only march your team down the field, get the touchdown, but then the two-point conversion,
yeah.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
But give Lamar Jackson credit, too. He had a
great game.
He had a terrible playoff last year. So this is going to be his first home game since that playoff game. Perfect passer rating in week one. Not bad.
Next.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Frank. This is Ken. Do you see the Steelers bouncing back and beating the Seahawks this weekend?
So once again, and I'm going to repeat myself, which we do on the Psychic Hotline, you're asking a team to go from Seattle to Pittsburgh,
yes.
All across the country, for a 1 p.m. start, which is 10 a.m. on their body clocks. I mean, Pittsburgh was so terrible last week
especially
that Deion Sanders said he believes Roethlisberger will quit. I think this is a perfect opportunity for a bounce back game. I think Seattle's good. Didn't they just get Jadeveon Clowney?
Yes.
I mean, I think they're a good, solid team. But to me, this is still the Pittsburgh Steelers. If they lose this one, I would be very concerned, but I think they're going to win it.
And Seattle has that rookie wide receiver out of Mississippi, DK Metcalf, who had 4 catches, 89 receptions. What I like about Big
89
Ben
yards.
Is,
4 receptions, 89
yards. What I liked about it was he's come out, Ben Roethlisberger, and said, the quarterback has got to be better.
But he always says that.
But after your team loses like that, it's good for the leader of the team to say something. And out of all the teams that got blown out last week, including the Browns and the Giants, the one team that you have confidence in that could bounce back is Pittsburgh.
It's the franchise.
Because of the coach, the quarterback.
Next!
Hey, guys. Do you see the legend of Gardner Minshew II growing after this weekend?
Okay, so this is the quarterback that took over for Nick Foles and Jackson, you know,
when Nick
for
Foles
Jacksonville.
Got hurt.
He got hurt pretty early. There's no book on him at all as an NFL player. None whatsoever. He comes in, he goes 22 of 25
Amazing.
For 275 yards, and those are huge numbers. The problem he's got is this game is in Houston. Houston's a good team. Houston lost in heartbreaking fashion to New Orleans. I believe J.J. Watt will study this kid and say hello to him a number of times during the game. I mean, I think he's I like Houston to win this game.
Could we have maybe a Tom Brady thing at work here? Remember Brady played because Drew Bledsoe got hurt, and now Minshew goes in because
Foles gets hurt.
And what I loved about it, when he was at East Carolina, he was going to transfer. Mike Leach said to him, because he was thinking about going to Alabama, he says, you want to be a backup at Alabama, or do you want to come here and lead the country in passing? And that's exactly what he did, and he was a 6th-round pick.
Have you looked at him? He looks like
a throwback.
A second-rate Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
No, he looks like Wilbon, of course, hates Baker Mayfield, but he looks sort of like Baker Mayfield.
That was an underrated performance by him in a loss.
Great. It was great. Next.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Frank. It's Dan. I was wondering if you see Jack Flaherty of the Cardinals giving up a home run to the Brewers tomorrow.
All right. So for those of you who do not know who Jack Flaherty
is,
and I'm one of those people, and I got people in my ear telling me what he does. When the St. Louis Cardinals in the second half of the season since the All-Star break are 38-20, in that period of time, he's had 11 starts, he's thrown 71 innings, his ERA is 0.76, which
right.
is the best in the majors in the second half. Do I think he will give up a home run to Milwaukee? Maybe not with Yelich out, but I think he's going to give up runs. I don't think there are very few shutouts in September with contending teams. Everybody's playing harder than they have played all year. I think the Cardinals can win the game, but the Brewers are 2-0 without Yelich so far.
Yeah, I do think he'll probably give up a home run, but you mentioned the ERA, 0.76.
Wow, that's a wow.
Since 1933, in the second half of the season, minimum 71 innings pitched. That's second best all time. You know who else is on that list, top 10? Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, Roger Clemens. Not bad.
No, that's great. I don't know about
the year
about
of the home
work.
Run, to find a guy that's actually getting people out and not giving up a lot of runs is impressive.
The phone lines are closed. Let's take one last break. But in our future, I see Kobe weighing in on the failures of Team USA. Because what would it be if Kobe couldn't weigh in on something?
And I see you looking like Cam Newton. And will there be any big upsets in college football this weekend? He's stealing your look.
There's not a lot of great games this weekend.
No.
I mean, the Syracuse-Clemson game might have been good, but Maryland...
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Miralax. It works with the water in your body to unblock your system naturally.
Happy time. People, happy 24th birthday, Eddie Pinheiro. Pinheiro is the Bears kicker who won the job that Cody Parkey vacated by going doink, doink in the playoffs last year. Pinheiro was 1-for-1 in the opening game against the Packers, so he still has that job. What distinguished Pinheiro was his anger and consternation in training camp that he had to kick it all. He called the extended competition exhausting and annoying.
Just don't go on the Today Show like Cody Parkey did. By the way.
I remember that.
By the way, the Bears.
They called him heroic.
I know.
They called him heroic. Happy anniversary, Adrian Peterson. On this day 10 years ago, Peterson displayed his trademark power, shiftiness, and speed in a 64-yard touchdown run against the Browns. After Jay Gruden remarkably opted not to dress Peterson last week, he's right back in the starting lineup against the Cowboys after Darius Geis required knee surgery and will miss 6 to 8 weeks. Here's what to look for on Sunday. Peterson giving Jay Gruden the death stare like he did to Sean Payton if he doesn't get enough carries.
Do you think that Jay Gruden just outsmarted himself, or was this a load management thing? We're probably going to lose anyway. Why waste Adrian Peterson in this game?
Fans and players think this was a bad move. Happy trails, Sean Livingston. Livingston, one of the last high school kids to be drafted into the NBA, is retiring after 14 seasons. He was drafted number 4 overall by the Clippers in 2004 and suffered a career-threatening knee injury in 2007. All told, Livingston played for 9 different teams, never even averaged double figures in a season, but was a solid role player for the last 5 years for Golden State. He walks away with 6 points a game, but 3 rings.
Yeah, originally committed to Duke, then went right to the NBA, a class guy. That Warriors team, DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala, now Sean Livingston, all gone from
last year. It's a long time now that we've had the one and done. Yeah. I don't like the rule at all.
They'll eventually go back to it.
When is eventually?
2-3 years.
Well, why not just do it now? I don't really understand.
When LeBron's kid's ready to go
to
the NBA.
It's restraint of trade to me. I just really don't get it. No errors today, and so we go to the big finish. Kobe says USA Basketball is now at a point when it will win some and lose some, and we have to get used to that. Do you agree with that?
Do you think if we send Steph Curry, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, James Harden, do you think we're going to win some and lose some?
No.
We're going to blow everybody out?
No, we're going to win everything. Everybody says, we've got 5 NBA players. We have 12. We should win.
Back-to-back losses of France and Serbia. Shohei Ohtani, done for the year to have knee surgery. Your thoughts?
He had Tommy John last year. He has knee surgery now. I want to see him pitch and hit in the majors. If I have to wait another full year for it, I will wait another full year. Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta, your boy, says if they don't win the title in the next 3 to 4 years, they won't for the next 10.
I think he's right. Their best chance was 2 years ago when they had Golden State on the ropes. By the way, the Lakers got better. The Clippers got better. Get ready for 10 more years. Torrey Smith officially retired. Your thoughts on his career?
University of Maryland kid, yep. Wide receiver, has Super Bowl ring with the Ravens, has a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles. I would say that is a very good career. Last one, any top 10 upsets in college football this weekend?
How about Florida at Kentucky? Maybe. I want Alabama to lose to South Carolina and the South Carolina students to leave at halftime.
Not going
to
happen.
That?
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Frank Isola. Have a great weekend. You can get the PChat podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Mike and Ed and Abed, shout out.